information for us. We're to do a quick recap of some of the things he mentioned, that faith is the divine energy of God that is in the Word of God. He also mentions that faith requires a revelation of the Word. And then he said, when the Word is understood, the Word needs to be sold. This is important. The Word of God has to be sold in order for it to bring forth results. And then he said, fighting the good fight of faith requires responsibility from our hand, and that actions are important. And so today I want to just pick up from where Pastor Timothy left, and consider one or two scriptures, and just look at the revelation and the mystery that is in the Word of God, and then we'll pray. Praise God. Romans chapter 1 verse 16. I like to refer to this scripture a lot, even though it's not the beginning of the scriptures, okay? But it is the beginning. It explains the beginning of the life of the children of God. He explains, okay, how we became birth. Okay, he explains what produced us as children of God. And it also gives instructions as to how we should live. All right, Romans chapter 1 verse 16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God to salvation. What I find very interesting is that the gospel of Christ is what produces the power of God for salvation. I find that very interesting. I was sharing this with someone much earlier, that you can pray and fast till thy kingdom come. If you do not hear the gospel of Christ Jesus, you cannot receive the power of God for salvation. And this is not just about the gospel of Christ now. This applies to every single promise of God. That the system of God is that you need to hear the gospel. So when you hear the gospel of Christ, the power of God for salvation will be produced. It now says that now, once the power of God has been produced for everyone that has given their life to Christ, okay? So once the power of God has been produced, okay? He says the righteousness of God will be revealed from faith to faith. Now, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. That's where I'm going. It was a measure of faith. Praise God now. It is important that we understand this. That is the measure of faith that led to your translation into the kingdom of God. You heard the gospel of our Lord Jesus. You believed in your heart and you accepted this gospel. And so because you did this, the power of God for salvation was produced. And once the power of God for salvation was produced in your life, you became a child of God. He now says your experience as a child of God must be by faith. So every child of God, note this now, every child of God that fails to live by faith will be frustrated. Every child of God that fails to live by faith, we experience all kinds of things. The just shall live by his faith, not by prayers. The just shall live by his faith, not by fasting. The just shall live by his faith, not by going to prayer mountains. The just shall live by his faith, not by avoiding sin. You know, some people will be like, maybe if you avoid sin, and then maybe God will be nice to you. I have told us times without number, the problem between God and man, it's not sin. I am not encouraging you to go into sin and continually sin. No, that's not what I'm saying. I am saying that the problem of God and man before originally was not even sin. The problem between God and man was the nature in man, which is death. And so if the Lord Jesus has already come, okay, and sin has been punished once and for all, sin can no longer be the problem between God and man any longer. And so, if you allow the devil to tell you you are experiencing whatever it is you are experiencing because of one sin or the other, you have just allowed him. Sin is not the problem. I am not encouraging you to go around sinning. I am just saying sin is not the problem. As a matter of fact, the scripture says Apostle John had the reality and the understanding of and one particular revelation, and he said, look at me, whatever is begotten of God cannot sin. The spirit in you cannot sin. So every time you find yourself, you know, you make a mistake, or you just make a mistake, something like that, just understand that this is not done by your spirit, by you. This was a sin that was committed by your body. And this is because you have failed to learn to crucify the flesh. So you have made the mistake. Okay, you apologize for it. It is washed clean. And then you move on. Now you need to know that I need to learn to crucify the flesh and live by faith. The problem is, are you living by faith? We have a few more minutes to go now. And I just need to hammer on these things. Are you living by faith? The just shall live by his faith. Are you not living by your situations? Are you not living by your experiences? Are you not living by the things you know, you think you know? You know, I like to tell people that even the knowledge of the world is what we think we know. When we begin to look at the things we know, we will discover that we don't really know anything. If what you know is not founded in the word of God, you don't know anything. Let me tell you why. The scripture says that even God understands that preaching is foolishness, that he has chosen, okay? He has chosen to use the foolishness of preaching to confound the wisdom of the world. So with all of your degrees and all of your thing, all of your understanding of laws, one man can stand up and say, I have an understanding of spiritual reality, and discard all of your laws. But that man must be a man that lives by faith. It is so important that I cannot overemphasize this. For the next 52 weeks, by the grace of God, we are going to talk a lot about faith. In fact, one of the messages that the Holy Spirit has given unto us in this ministry is to talk about faith until people understand and continue to live by faith. I love the Lord Jesus. That man knew what to do at all times. The testimony of the scriptures about him, that he knew what to do at every point in time. There were so many things that the Lord Jesus did, and he did not ask God for help. Kai, praise God now. The Lord Jesus wrought so many miracles, and I noticed not so many times did he ask God for help. He didn't first pray to God and began to see, okay, what can be done about this thing? You know, I learned earlier that you know, when somebody comes to you and then they need you to pray for them or something like that, that you first go to God and then you see, you let God talk to you, and then you see if you can actually do something about that. I mean, interfere in that person's thing. So it didn't really sit well with me, because I wondered, the Lord Jesus didn't do that. And the Lord Jesus said, I was going to do greater than he did. Why do I need to go to God over a person when I know that what the person is telling me is not the will of God? So I understand that I just need to show the person what the will of God is and let the word of God do his work. My job is just to show the person the will of God. And then if the person is ready to take on the will of God and believe the will of God, then the word of God will do the job, not me now. What I'm saying is, if you fail to live by faith, praise God, if you fail to live by faith, all kinds of things will happen to you. The reasons believers are powerless today, I'm being honest with you now, not just people now. One of the reasons believers are so powerless today is because we fail to live by faith. And because we are used to operating by our understanding. I give you an example. So let's imagine that a man went to an herbalist, okay? And the herbalist conjures some things together for him. And the herbalist says, so if you say these certain incantations and you do these certain things, there's a spirit that will bring money for you in the middle of the night. You discover that any kind of person will do that. Okay, because they have done a lot of physical sacrifices and they have done a lot of things, they will believe easily. And the demon will bring money indeed. Why is it then that it is easier to believe that than to believe the word of God? The word of God says, resist the devil and he will flee for you. But we have chosen to want to fight the devil by prayers and fasting. The word of God said Jesus has already defeated Satan. He's a disgraced enemy. Yet we have enthroned him again. Why? Because we lack an understanding of faith. Praise God. It is so important that we look at these things from a critical standpoint. That wait, is my life looking like what the word of God has said? Forget the liberties you are not taking right now. Forget the, I don't do this, I don't do that. Forget the, it is a sin to drink, it is a sin to eat, it is a sin to walk with, it is a sin to do this, it is a sin to do that. I get the point. But the point is your life appearing appearing like the word of God? God cannot lie. If God said that you have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, that you are supposed to reign, why are you not reigning? Come on, reign. You cannot reign over reign. Ordinary rain. You'll be going around and the rain will be stopping you from doing your job. Ordinary rain. No. That one abalist can say, okay, because I want to go out, they will put lamp on their houses and then the rain will stop for them. Ordinary rain. You can't reign over that one. I'm sorry, it appears as if I'm chastising us this evening. Please don't mind. We are ambassadors of God. We are ambassadors of Christ. And this same Christ said, calm down. You are going to do greater than I did. Maybe we don't understand the word greater. Jesus raised the man that has been dead for 3 days. Maybe you don't understand greater. Jesus fed 5,000 people with 5 fishes and 3 loaves. Correct me if I'm wrong. And he said, you are going to do greater. Jesus said, he just told 12 lepers to just go about their business. They will be healed. And he said, you are going to do greater. So when exactly are you going to start? Something is missing. And that thing is faith. I want to show us a revelation I had while teaching today in church. I didn't share it then because I was just allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to me speak to me about it. And even as I was ministering. Okay, Ephesians chapter 6. So this is taking a different dimension that I had intended, but it is all well and good. Ephesians chapter 6. We're still talking about fighting the good fight of faith, and I've just managed to, go out of the initial context, but we'll get back to it very soon. Ephesians chapter 6, and look at... verse 11, it says, therefore put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the... Thank you, Holy Spirit. I have the GNT version here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I didn't even put it there myself. It says, put on all the armor that God gives you so that you will be able to stand up against the devil's evil tricks. So that you'll be able to stand against the tricks of the devil. Please, I would like to reiterate again. The devil has no power. Kai. Oh, God. If the scripture says Jesus has spoiled him, I want to understand that he spoiled him. But you want to be like, but the devil is punishing people now. Why are people, experiencing the things they're experiencing? No, it is not the devil that is punishing them. It is they. I have taught us before, and I'm saying again, that the enemy of mankind is mankind. Listen to me. If the devil were to be as powerful as you think he is, okay, he would not need your permission to harass you. If he were as powerful as we have enthroned him in churches today, he would not need our permission to harass us. We are the ones that allow him by the things we say, by the things we allow. put on the whole armor of God that you'll be able to stand against the devil's evil tricks. What the devil has are tricks. He tries to tell you you don't have what the word of God says you have. He tries to tell you you are not living a victorious life. And you agree. He tries to tell you you are feeling weak and you say it with your mouth. And then the weakness continues. He tries to tell you you are feeling sick and then you confess to it. And you agree to it and that's it. He tries to tell you you are poor, you agree to it and that's it. All he hacks, his tricks. The system, the same system he used for Eve is the same system he's still using today. He simply told Eve, God knew that if you eat out of this thing, you will become like him. And they were already like God. So Eve did not know he was already like God. Eve was God's own handmade, you know, Eve was actually manufactured by God, by himself. Praise God now. Praise God. Eve was actually manufactured by God himself with his own hands. Okay, so if Eve did not know, praise God now, if Eve did not know, Eve didn't have a mind at that time. I want you to understand that Eve didn't have the minds of men at that time. Eve had the mind of Christ. What is called the mind of Christ is what Eve had. The same mind that was in Adam. Not the mind that, not the empty minds we are carrying around now. The one that has emotions and all of that. Are you with me now? Eve had the mind of the Spirit. The mind of Christ in her. And Satan said, look at me. You are, God said, if you, God knows that if you hit out of this thing, you will already become like him. Eve was a woman of the Spirit. And then woman Eve was like, oh, that is wonderful. Who would be like God? Because Eve did not know she was like God. See, don't be like, I am a man of the Spirit. Look at me. Even in the Spirit, what you do not know, you do not know. And what you do not know is your boss. Eve didn't know she was already like God. And that is how she lost her victory. That is how she lost her status. If you do not know that God has taken care of all of your financial issues, okay, and you let the devil tell you something contrary, and you do something contrary, that is how you will lose all of the blessings you have. Praise God. We need to understand the just is intended to live by faith. And what does it mean to live by faith? It is so simple. Living by faith simply means living by the word of God. See, there are no situations in this world that God has not spoken about. Praise God. Thank God we have the Holy Spirit. But even if the Holy Spirit were not to be with us, the word of God is so enough. But thank God we have the Holy Spirit. God has said everything about everything. Ha! I don't think you understand what I just said. God has said everything about everything. If you don't understand, you don't understand. If you did not hear, you did not hear. There is a particular word for any situation you might be facing. There is something you can say about every situation that you are facing that God has said. Live by the word of God. Your state. What in you, just as your knowledge stands in your head. We always give you four, no matter how you arrange it. You need to know that Philippians 4:19 is true, no matter what his devil is trying to tell you. Praise God. Just like everything you believe to be true and real, you need to build the word of God into your spirit. in such a way that it becomes real to you, that every other thing you are seeing is a lie. The word of God is able. The word of God is enough. The word of God can transform, can rearrange, can recreate, can give birth to, can kill if need be. Living by the word is a requirement. It is not something we can shift. It is a requirement. You know, I show you a mystery now. People go to church on Sundays, and probably you go to Bible study on Wednesdays. If you are somebody like me, you go to Bible study on Wednesdays, you go to church on Sundays, you probably go to night vigil on Fridays, okay? And you know, in all of these times, the only time, the total time you spend looking at the word of God, okay, is probably 2 hours. 2 hours as against the rest of the week that you are living, assimilating information from your environment, taking in information from your situation, and you want the word of God that is in you to compete against it. How will that even work? We don't understand. We pay so much attention to the things around us. Please don't mind me if I'm talking this way. We pay so much attention to the things around us and pay less attention to the word, and expect that every time we go to the word just automatically clears the thing we have taken in before. It does not work like that. The word of God needs to constantly stay in your hands. God told Joshua, you see, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth. You must meditate therein day and night. Meditate therein day and night. Joshua was able to do this. That is why Joshua was able to tell the son, stand still. He did not pray. When it's not Jesus Christ, he did not pray. You know, in our churches today, we sing God of Elijah, send down fire, kaba. When you can send down fire by yourself if you need fire. When you can call down fire, when if you need fire, if fire is what you need, you can call down fire. The just shall live by his faith. Now, interestingly, if the just is going to live by his faith, the just needs to fight. Because faith will not automatically take charge over what you already learned. Is somebody learning today? Faith will not automatically just take charge over your belief in your mind. Faith is on one hand is in the spirit. Faith is a thing of the spirit. Believing is a thing of the mind. You know, just automatically take charge like that. There is a doing to do. And the word of God in your mind is going to wrestle with it. Let's read some scriptures. 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. It says, run your best race in the race of faith. Let me read from, I don't know what changed the Bible verse to GNC earlier. But I'm sure it was not me. All right. So let's consider amplified now. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of the eternal life to which you were summoned for, which you confess the good confession of faith before many witnesses. Fight the good. So there is a fight of faith. There is a fight of faith. And this fight of faith is simple. It is simply the struggle you have, okay, before the word of God is able to take root. And this struggle is not with the devil or any other person. This struggle is with your doubt, is with your mind. The things your mind are accustomed to, the way you think. I think I gave a testimony some times ago when I traveled to Ilaro. I almost choked on my own thoughts I could hardly breathe. That was the day I realized that. You know, the final of it is not as easy as I would say it though. I must confess with you, I could hardly breathe. I had to bend down beside the road and start to, you know, just breathe in, breathe out. On my thoughts, nothing happened to me. I received a clear instruction from the Holy Spirit, and my mind was telling me, if you try that nonsense here, people will beat you. The devil was coming up with all sorts of things. Eventually, I did not perform the instruction. I need to see the barrage of thoughts that came at me immediately after. And gently, the Holy Spirit said, the righteous shall fall 7 times, but he shall rise again. Ha! Thank you, Holy Spirit. And that's how I won that day. There is a fight of faith. And this battle now, this battle. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This battle is in the Spirit. This battle is in the Spirit. This battle is in your mind. This struggle between the Word of God. Okay, not a struggle, no, now. This struggle to establish the Word of God in your spirit. Because the Word of God is going, something is going to wrestle with the Word of God. And they are the things you believe. They are the doubts you entertain. They are the information you take in. Praise God. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Still on fighting the good fight of faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. From verse 3, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, okay, it says we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it says they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I show you a secret about strongholds. Now I would like you to understand that strongholds does not refer to spiritual shrines. Those are not strongholds though. In fact, they are not strong enough to be strongholds. It does not even refer to the throne of the devil. Strongholds refer to the mindsets of human beings, okay, that has now been taken over by principalities. How do you put it now? Strongholds refer to the things that human beings believe in that are now reinforced by some certain demons or forces of darkness. That is what a stronghold is. So please go and change your understanding of stronghold today. It does not mean, you know, fine, before the Lord Jesus came, strongholds probably used to be places in the ritual wickedness or whatever. But strongholds now lies in the heads of men. A stronghold simply refers to the belief systems of a man that are now being established and enforced, okay, by the kingdom of darkness. That's a stronghold. It says the weapon of our warfare. That is why the weapon of our warfare is the Word of God. It says they are strong enough, mighty through God, to the pulling down of these beliefs. The Word of God can pull down these belief systems and, you know, and send out the demons that are enforcing them. How else do we think the things we are experiencing them when God does not want us to experience them? It has to be that we have allowed it. So listen to me, every single individual, pay attention now, every single individual has a stronghold that needs to be broken. So if there is something about your life that is not really aligning with the Word of God, probably a stronghold is what is enforcing what is contrary. And so you need more of the Word of God to bring down that stronghold. This is the fight of faith. He says we cast down. It took me some time to understand this scripture. That how can the war we are fighting be casting down imaginations? We cast down imaginations and every high thing. Interestingly, this high thing, okay, is not a physical thing. It says we cast down imagination. So it means that the high thing that follows has to be the thing in your mind. We cast down every imaginations and every form of high knowledge, every form of beliefs that is against the word of God. Amplify says, inasmuch we refute arguments, pay attention now, theories and reasonings, every proud and lofty things that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Thank you, Father. It is important that we go around with this understanding. If the word of God is going to manifest in your life, if the promises of God are going to manifest in your life, they need to be in your spirit. They need to be what you can see. If you can't see it, it can't manifest. It has to come to a point where the word of God is only what you can see. That people will be going to look at you as if you are mad. You become so oblivious to the situation that you just don't mind. You have become unstoppable that even your circumstances can no longer stop you. They say you are getting old, but you are doing things that even young men can't do. It is important that we understand. Fight the good fight of faith. Praise God. Casting down every imagination. We bring them down. We bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. And it's not a small process. It's not something you confess once in the day and go about your business. Haba. The word of God has to stay in your eyes. The understanding has to come to a point in your life that you check every situation with the word of God. I've told us before, there was a particular time, I'm an economist by nature, but I don't believe in scarcity. I'm an economist by study. Let me put it that way. By profession, I'm an economist and a financial analyst. So there was a particular day I was just reading just to, you know, equip myself more in my spare time. And I was reading about economics and I got to a point. One of the fundamental beliefs of economics is that resources are scarce. And when I got to that point of scarcity, the Holy Spirit just gently told me, you know, now you're about to enter into uncharted waters. And I was like, okay, why? That believes in abundance. You're a student of abundance, how can you be studying scarcity? That was the point I had to close the book. Now, okay, now, let's be realistic. The Holy Spirit knows better than the founders of economics. They are not mates. So if the Holy Spirit is telling me that, see, my dear, there is abundance, that if the entire population of the earth were to multiply, there is a doing around it that will have enough and more than enough. There is abundance. You just need to know what to do to get the results. One of the issues we have is that we are so accustomed to thinking in a particular way. We are so accustomed to living in a particular way that the word of God seems so vague. It seems so impractical to us. Please, never get to a point in your life where the word of God is not practical to you. I beg of you, if you get to that point, you're trapped. You have to get out. The point where you think the word of God is impractical, it's a trap. Don't stay there. Fight the good fight of faith. You have to understand that when you pray, there are so many things that I would have loved to talk about today, but time won't allow me. When you pray, you have to understand that the moment you pray, God has answered. We've been talking about this on the study notes on prayer series. Please, if you've been missing the study notes on prayer series, rather, you are doing so at your own detriment. Find those series; they will revolution. They will change the way you pray. Today I was teaching and I told people that, listen, I told someone point blank about 3 or 4 days ago that when you pray and 2 days later or after that doubts begin to come, the first thing you need to understand that yes, the devil is about to resist you on what you have received. It's not like what you will receive, what you have received. So the first thing that should come to you is thank God, Father. I thank you, Father, because this issue now has been solved. Because if this issue have not been solved, doubts will not come. Doubt is not just now. Doubt, the appearance of doubt in your mind concerning a thing is an evidence that the prayer has been answered. Is somebody listening to me? When you pray, because the things you don't pray about, the things you don't want to exercise faith about, doubt will not come on them. So the appearance of doubt on every of your prayer points is evidence that the prayer has been answered and the result is here with you. So all you need to do is to resist doubt with all of you with all you have, which is the word of God, and then the prayer will manifest. But it is that area of doubt that people lose the answer. The same way Eve lost that status, okay, by doubting God. The appearance of Satan to Eve by saying, you know, when you hit this thing, you become like God, is evidence that Eve is already like God. We should learn from an incident. Okay, so the Old Testament was not written there for show. It's not a storybook. We should learn how the devil used to operate from there. He has not changed his method. He's not that creative. Resist doubt with all you have. Resist fear with all you have. When I say all you have now, I mean the word of God. It is this word of God that you are meant to resist the devil with. If you resist the devil by prayer, you are joking. If you resist the devil by fasting, you are joking. The devil is not scared of a man that prays no matter how long he prays, even if he prays in the spirit. He is not scared. The devil is not scared about the man that is fasting, no matter how long he fasts. That's his problem. But the devil is scared of a man that has an understanding of the mysteries of God, that has an understanding of the realities and the word of God. This is one man the devil fears. So you need to come to that point where you become fully one with Christ. That point in the word of God, where you become fully one with Christ, where you come to the fullness. And to get to that point, you need to fight the good fight of faith. So let me not lie to you, as a Christian, your current situation reflects your faith level. One litmus test for your faith. One litmus test. I'll be frank with you, sincerely, within the last 1 year, I have grown beyond what I think was possible in 5 years. Sincerely. It might not look like it in some areas, but I know I've grown. So I can only project how the next 52 weeks is going to be like, sincerely. So your current situation is small litmus test. You want to understand your faith level, look at your current situation. You want to understand just how much faith you have regarding your finances, look at your financial situation. You want to understand just how much faith you have regarding your health, look at the situation of your health. You want to understand just how much faith you have regarding your living standard, just look at your living standards. Because your life will reflect your faith level. So if you want to do something about your life, it is not prayers, it is faith. Fight the good fight of faith. This is not a mere instruction. This is the kind of instruction that turns life around. Decide today that you want to get the word of God into your spirit. decide today. It's not by how far, it's by how well. If the word of God can't stay in your spirit well, it is up to you. I pray for you in the name of Jesus, that the grace to seek the word, the grace to stand and fight the good fight of faith that you have received will be activated in your life. I can't hear amen. Or maybe I need to remind us again that we have received the grace. I'm one of the people that don't believe in praying for grace. We can share grace, yes. We can give grace, yes. But I don't believe in praying for grace. Because I don't believe in a prayer that is contrary to the word of God. Romans 5:17. How much more they that have received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, they shall reign in life. If you have received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, you cannot be praying for two things again. Definitely. One, grace. Two, righteousness. You can't be praying that God make me righteous. That's a wrong prayer. Spend 20 hours on that, you're wasting your time. You can't be praying for grace, spend 200 hours on that, you're wasting your time. How much more they that have received? If you are praying for what you have received again, it means the devil has lied to you that you don't have it and you believe the devil. And so when you believe the devil, well, you don't have it. You need to see that it's simple. Even our prayer points can be indicators that we have failed in faith. The things we pray about, the way we pray can show that whether we are successful in our faith living or not. You can't be asking God for what God said you have received. You have failed in the faith level. Let's not lie. Because the first thing that will convict you is the word of God that says you have received it. Fight the good fight of faith. You were created for more. You can be more. You can experience more. Okay? You can be beyond the things that you are able to think about. Ephesians 3:20, it says, God in you is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you may be able to think or ask for. That what is limiting you is not your thinking. Forget all those people that are saying thinking big. Oh God, you're not getting the point. Your problem is not thinking. Because it is not your mind that will create the result. The result will come from your spirit. Your spirit does not need to think. Your spirit needs to say. Is somebody listening to learning tonight? Even though time has gone. Your spirit does not need to think. Your spirit needs to say. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you may be able to think or ask for. That's why the Lord Jesus says, see, if you can get my words to be in you, John 15:7, if you can get my words to be in you, you will ask whatever you will and it will be done. Stop living by your senses. Stop it. Stop living by your situation. Stop it. Challenge the word of God. The word of God says you have something. Challenge it. This is through an open challenge. I think people should take this open challenge. And I'm throwing this open challenge to all of us again. Today, if you are serious about your life, take this challenge. Jesus said, if you abide in him, John 15:7, and his words abide in you, he says you will ask for anything and it will be done. If you want to raise someone that has been dead for 5 years, if that is what you want, ask and it will be done. It is a challenge. In fact, I'm beginning to think it's because we don't understand this challenge. So if I were you, I would begin to look for the word of God so I can challenge the word and see what God has said is true. This is why the scripture says, With God, all things are possible. Interestingly, God is in you, but you are not partnering with Him. Find a way, all means, to get the Word of God into your spirit by meditating, by meditating on so much until the Holy Spirit reveals it to you. Because revelation comes by meditation. Build a relationship with the Word. Build a relationship with the Word. So much that you know what to do at every point in time. You'll just be following your spirit because you will not know that it's the Holy Spirit that is guiding you. There are so many times I've just followed my spirit on so many things, and it was the Holy Spirit that was guiding me all along. It was when I would have done them halfway, or I would have already been in the midst of it, or I would have completed it, then I would know that, oh, this thing is the Holy Spirit that is at work. And I was just following my spirit. Fill yourself up with the Word of God. Then you will experience the fullness of God. Let me stop here. Once again, I pray for you that the grace will seek the Word of God and begin to bear fruit and begin to manifest. I know that this grace, you have received it. It begins to manifest in your life. In the name of Jesus. Can we begin to pray? Wherever we are, can we begin to say, Father,